Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, April 29th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1196. Senior State Department officials warned that they don't have credible or reliable assurances that Israel is using U.S.-provided weapons in accordance with international law. Under a national security memorandum Biden issued in February, Secretary of State Antony Blinken must determine whether Israel is using U.S. weapons in a manner consistent with all applicable international and domestic law and policy, including international humanitarian law and international human rights law. Blinken is required to tell Congress by May 8th whether or not he has certified the assurances to be credible and reliable. Four bureaus raised serious concerns over noncompliance with international humanitarian law during the war. In their assessment, the bureaus cited eight examples of military actions by Israel that raise serious questions about potential violations of international humanitarian law, including repeatedly striking protected sites and civilian infrastructure, unconscionably high levels of civilian harm to military advantage, and killing humanitarian workers and journalists at an unprecedented rate. The assessment also cited 11 instances of Israeli military actions that arbitrarily restrict humanitarian aid, including rejecting aid trucks due to a single dual-use item, artificial limitations on inspections, and repeated attacks on humanitarian sites that should be protected. At the same time, a coalition of lawyers called on Biden to cut off military aid to Israel, arguing that its actions in Gaza violate U.S. law, including the Arms Export Control Act and the Leahy laws, as well as international humanitarian law that prohibits disproportionate attacks against civilian populations. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu asked Biden to help him stop the ICC from issuing arrest warrants for senior Israeli officials, including himself. The ICC launched an investigation 3 years ago into possible war crimes by both Israel and Palestinian militants dating back to the 2014 Israel-Hamas war. Israeli officials reportedly believe that the ICC is preparing to issue warrants for senior government officials, including Netanyahu, his defense minister, and the IDF chief of staff. Meanwhile, Israel presented a new hostage deal proposal to Hamas in exchange for a sustained 40-day ceasefire in Gaza. The current deal would see 33 hostages freed in the first stage in exchange for a temporary ceasefire and the release of potentially thousands of Palestinians being held in Israel. If no deal is made, Israel is expected to launch a ground invasion into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where more than 1 million displaced Palestinians are sheltering. Moving on, a federal appeals court ruled that state health care plans must cover gender-affirming surgeries. State officials in West Virginia and North Carolina had argued that their policies were based on legitimate government interests, such as cost concerns, rather than bias. But the court ruled that the denial of some health care services via government-sponsored insurance for transgender people was discriminatory. In other news, Trump's allies are reportedly working on proposals to reduce the Federal Reserve's independence if Trump is reelected, including by letting the president influence interest rate decisions. Under the plan, the chair of the Fed would be required to seek Trump's review on interest rate policy, negotiate with the committee on the president's behalf to steer policy, and require candidates for Fed chair to agree to privately consult informally with Trump on the central bank's decisions. The 10-page document also suggests that Trump would have the authority to oust the current chair of the Fed before his 4-year term ends in 2026. And finally, the Supreme Court rejected former Trump advisor Pete Navarro's request to be released from prison while he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. Navarro is serving a 4-month sentence for defying a congressional subpoena from the January 6th committee investigating the attack on the Capitol. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.